A reprieve from that warm weather for some. Senior meteorologist Harry Clark says maximum temps will be about 10 degrees lower today in coastal regions like the Sunshine Coast, while these strong winds will continue into our weekend, even spreading to northern Queensland.
There's certainly a really big difference. We'll see really vigorous southeasterlies extending up the Queensland coast and remaining in place for some time, as well as those cooler temperatures as well. So there's no signs in the immediate future of another spike in temperatures going throughout the week.
A strong wind warning is currently in place for Sunshine Coast waters. Construction is getting underway on a new emergency services precinct within Aura at Caloundra South. Close to $30 million will be spent on the new state-of-the-art ambulance station, police station and modern fire and rescue station. Emergency Services Minister Mark Ryan says the new centre will support the high-growth region and surrounding areas.
Having it strategically located near the Bruce Highway will ensure emergency response is quickly deployed to where it needs to go.
The new hub will be open mid-next year. Delivering a record $43 million capital works program, adopting a new corporate plan and finalising a housing strategy are among the Noosa Council's past financial year highlights, which are detailed in a new report tabled this week during Council's General Committee meeting. Mayor Claire Stewart says the report was a revealing read.
When you see it in a report, it is. It's like, wow, you know, because you're so busy in the thick of things that you don't realise the achievements, you know, on a day, weekly basis. It takes sort of that annual report or that to really understand the depth and breadth of the service delivery and infrastructure delivery and outreach delivery that we do provide for our community.
And a special plaque will be unveiled at the Budrum War Memorial Hall lawn today to honour former Sunshine Coast Victoria Cross recipient Corporal Daniel Kieran. The 40-year-old, who was born at Nambour, was awarded the top medal for service and bravery for his actions in a battle back in 2010 during the war in Afghanistan.